as we're now joined on the postgame show by Vancouver Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. We did go through the scoring summary earlier, and that second period, 4 goals, Galen, for the Blazers. Before we get there, just overall, I don't know, what are your initial thoughts when you look back on this game? What comes to mind? Obviously, it didn't seem to be your night, but what did you think you saw tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a tough night. I think we let some things that are kind of out of our control get in the way. And, the second period was a couple misreads, just not managing the puck very well in the neutral zone, and things that, led to our success that the prior night. So it's we saw the contracts, right? We got to turn the page quick. We got a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that obviously the focus does turn to tomorrow. Just two more questions on tonight. Obviously, they're dangerous off the rush. So is that kind of what happened in the second? Was they just too many rush chances for them?
Yeah, I mean, and it's, a point of emphasis against this team. They're highly talented, like you said, off the rush. And they feed off the transition, right, the transition errors. So if we don't manage the puck in the neutral zone, we're not getting depth on our entries and taking it to them below their dots, then that's what happens.
And so is there anything that you can take maybe from tonight, like in terms of the positives, in terms of, I know you want to focus on tomorrow, but were there, anything of note in terms of the bright spots that maybe did look good tonight?
Well, we certainly didn't quit. We did leave Piner out to dry on some of those plays, like you mentioned, in the transition and on the rushes, but we didn't quit in the third on them, and obviously we expect not to. But I would say, at the end there, our 4-4, that's probably the best 4-4 we've had all year, but so we'll take that positive and moving tomorrow, it's going to be a huge game at home.
Yes, it's all about responding, and we'll see. What maybe areas of the game are most important, you think, quickly, just before we let you go? What's the most important area to clean up for tomorrow against Kelowna?
Definitely neutral zone. Definitely our reads. In the D zone, we got to be sharper. There was many times tonight where we let two guys just hang out in front of the net, so. Within our coverage in the D zone, we got to be way sharper with our D getting back, returning to the net, picking up guys, and obviously our sentiment identifying and flexing out to three players high if that's what they roll. Neutral zone puck management, and we got to play that hungry game around their net, and we got to play below their dots and kind of take it to them ground and pound.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, Galen.
Okay. Thanks.